Curling is a popular game in Canada, and indeed is becoming popular in many winter sports countries. The game is somewhat awkward to describe, but basically the curler slides a rock that looks somewhat like a tea kettle down the ice onto a target. The one closest to the center is the winner. Canadians won the women's event with a victory over Sweden in the final. The men finished third behind Norway and Switzerland. To become an official sport, curling must prove three things. One, that it's played in more than six countries. The sport wins on that point easily. Secondly, it must have spectator appeal. And third, it must look good on television. Unfortunately for curlers, the sport here in Calgary is not measuring up. Frank Dawson, president of the International Curling Association, isn't too happy with Canadian fans. Despite being a hotbed of curling, the stadium has not always been filled.
Well, I think it certainly will have a degree of an adverse effect, because when Mr. Samaranch was here, he didn't say anything about it, and I was very hurriedly explaining it. It was a Monday afternoon, and people were at work, and if he came back for the main session at night, well, it'd be good, it'd be full, which of course I knew wouldn't be true, but never mind. the thing is, I said that it would be full, and there was still a hope it might be.
The Mr. Samaranch referred to is the president of the International Olympic Committee. Television has also not been up to snuff. CTV has the Canadian rights to the games, and curling has not been a favorite with the broadcasting company.
Well, if MB saw the clips on CTV, they'd wonder just what the hell the sport was, because there was a clip which I think lasted 10 seconds. It showed somebody trying to throw a stone. It didn't even see the stone being released, and it gave the wrong score. So, I mean, if that's CTV's how to televise curling, I think they've got a lot to learn.
Frank Dawson, president of the International Curling Association. Curling is not the only demonstration sport at these winter games. There is also freestyle skiing, short track speed skating, and skiing for the disabled. From Calgary, Canada, site of the 15th Olympic Winter Games, I'm Alec Bellini.
And that item runs 2 minutes 6 seconds.
Hello, Montreal. Hello, Montreal. This is the second item for the attention of Gordon Redding, the second Olympic item for the attention of Gordon Redding. Suggested intro, Gordon, the ice hockey team from Poland had caused quite a sensation at the Olympic Winter Games in Calgary, with excellent performances against the world's best teams. But it all means nothing, as Alec Bellini reports in 3. The first incidence of drug-taking has been discovered at these 15th Olympic Winter Games, and it hurt an otherwise fine performance by the Polish ice hockey team. Poland had tied powerful Sweden 1-1 and held Canada to a 1-0 score. But a drug analysis of Jaroslav Morawiecki showed he had taken anabolic steroids, prohibited by the International Olympic Committee's Medical Commission. That means that Poland's valiant efforts went for naught. The ice hockey competition is divided into two groups of 6 teams each. The top 3 will advance to the final round. Despite its fine showing, Poland wouldn't quite have made it to the medal round anyway. Brian Conacher, former professional ice hockey player and a commentator with CBC Radio, explains.
Fortunately for Canada and for the teams that have qualified for the medal round, it's not really going to affect them at all. Poland, as a result of their loss to Switzerland last night, were pretty well eliminated mathematically anyways. And the only place where it could have come into play would have been the fact that Sweden and Poland had had a tie. And the question was whether Sweden would be given a win as opposed to just a tie. The decision was it was just a tie, so that they won't gain any advantage as a result of Poland being kicked out. And the reality is that Canada still has to beat Sweden. And so really the bottom line effect is that it's unfortunate for Poland, but it doesn't affect either Canada, Sweden, or Switzerland, or Finland, excuse me.
The Polish player has been banned, and a further sanction will no doubt be levied against him by the International Ice Hockey Federation. And the Polish team itself has suffered.
All Poland's points have been taken away from them with one remaining game. The player has been ejected from the Olympics, and they have one remaining game, and if they were to win that, they'd end up with 2 points. But no one is being credited with the points. All it is a negative thing against Poland. They've lost their points, and I think that is why it doesn't have a negative effect on Canada.
Brian Conacher, ice hockey commentator with the CBC Radio Network. The International Olympic Committee is cracking down on drugs, anabolic steroids in particular. Steroids enhance an athlete's performance by building up muscles, but it has harmful effects in later life. From Calgary, site of the 15th Olympic Winter Games, I'm Alec Bellini.
And that item runs 2 minutes 19 seconds.
Bon Montréal, maintenant un topo à l'attention de Sandra Basile de la section latino-américaine. Je répète, un topo sur les Jeux olympiques à l'attention de Sandra Basile de la section latino-américaine. Et ça va commencer dans 3 secondes and 3. Los 15 Juegos Olímpicos del Invierno han visto...